You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry for what? If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a bold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this very well. Let's lift our voice one more time and give God praise. Bless him. Just bless him. Just bless him. Shalamakam devakoshente. Let's give God praise from the depth of our heart. Let's bless him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hallelujah. Now I have two words. One, for those who are leaders in any capacity. For those who are leaders in any capacity, amen. So this word will help you, and it is the last word of David. It is what? Last word of David. Let me first say that it is possible to walk with God to the point where you have genuine character modification. That is, you are not trying to fit into a system, you have been transformed. Are you following me? Very important, right? Amen. Now, this is the last word of David, and this goes to leaders. Second Samuel 23. I start the reading from verse 1. Second Samuel 23 from verse 1. Now this be the last words of David, David the son of Jesse. David the son of Jesse said, and the man who was raised up on high, anointed of God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel, speak to me. Now this is the word. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. So, the word just there, if brought to our contemporary English language, it will be the word must be full of integrity. It means must be an integer, a just person. Look up. passing through a powerful fellowship system on campus. I'll share two stories with you. All right? Very important. Praise God. So, passing through a very strong fellowship system on campus. Years ago, I came for an holiday in this same Ibadan at our family house around Oluyole Extension. So my cousin said they want us to go for an exhibition at night. I'm not outgoing. I don't know what exhibition is. Do you know? See, now I don't know what it is. Exhibition and all those stuff. I don't know. So if I said tonight, it means we went somewhere else. So we got there at night, around 9 p.m. I was wondering what kind of exhibition it is. When we got there, we saw chairs. Plenty. It was as though a donkey was coming. People had been filling the chairs one after the other, but alright, it was not filled. It was on a very large field. People selling suya, people selling different kind of stuff. I sat down, though not convenient. So later I started seeing different trucks parking, anything, Uber and stuff like that. So they said, actually, this is something, that Nigerian Breweries exhibition. So drinks, you know what I'm saying? I later discovered that they came to Chop Life Gang. So they serve them energy, 3-3. And they were persuading me, all this pastor thing you are doing, I beg you, all your people that you are doing pastor over, are they also not enjoying themselves? What it means to be a man is that you must drink all those sweet things you are drinking, those things don't make. This is what it means to be a man. Anything, you know. That's what it means to be a man. I insisted, give me more. Give me more. Say, I can't give you more to. Say, if you are not going to drink, I'm not going to spend my money. You know, they are like that. Some of you have experience. That's why your stomach is like that. Amen. You know, when somebody is slow to laugh, you can tell the thing is still in his body. He laughed last. But that's not where I'm going. People started coming, you see old men come with their daughter's mate, and they walk into that place. I mean, it was a place where you are offering that from your wife. Most of the people there are married folks. You know what I'm saying? Like a joke, I saw an old man enter hand in hand with one of my ex-schools in fellowship. They've been telling me, all your people, you are pastor, they know they enjoy life. So now practicality was plain. And I wanted to just get up and ask her why. But the same question would be, pastor, what are you doing here too? Kept quiet. Go back to school. Having meeting. She was the first person who started, carry my candy, give her. I looked at her. What spirit is this? Anakin or the Holy Ghost? Telling you, and I will say it again. Many Christians were born in hell. If anybody has ever told you that the moment you are a Christian, the moment you have confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, no matter what you do, you are going to heaven. And they are false teachers. You know, Jesus said many will call him Lord, Lord in that day, and will tell them, I never knew you. The second story I want to share with you is the story of my house, where I was living, the year 2010 to 2011. Two building stories. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 rooms upstairs. 6 downstairs. When I moved to the house, I was sent out of the hostel because the boys gathered together and they said there are ladies that are their friends that they want to bring down to the hostel, but they are all saying no because Pastor Femi Lazarus is here. So they gathered together and contributed money for another house rent when my money was not expired. And they said, so Pastor, we know we are friends. You know you are our friend and you like us. You'll have to go. They persuaded some of them were saying, I'll change it for you. I'll change it for you. So eventually I left. So this house, we have two of our church workers there. Now, not fellowship now, church. There. They were living couple's life. In case you don't know what couple's life means, it means cohabitation. It's like the kind of relationship between shark and remora fish. The girl will cook, will wash plate, will take care of her husband. The husband is in school, waiting for pocket money from home. Most times, they are usually the only ones that the family is waiting for, that probably God will use this one to bring this family out of this situation. Let me say this to you. If you are someone that God is looking up to you to bring out a whole system from a situation they found themselves, then you'll be confronted with more temptations. Listen to me. Hold on. It means more than ever, the only route to take where you have to bring those people out of those situations will be very difficult, and many times you feel like giving up. Go and listen to the message I preached again about the journey of Abraham. Because I would like to tell you that every step will be as important as the other. At least you may pass 20 steps. If you fail one, eventually you may still not succeed in doing what you want to do. I have been looking for words because I'm trying to put up some teachings and then make them a book titled The Journey. I'm going to help you trace the journey of many people. I've been looking for words to tell you that depending on the weight of your destiny, there are things that others will succeed in that is against God that you must fail in. The moment a man can have his way consistently, I can bet with you it doesn't matter in the plan of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? The moment a man can have his way consistently, I can bet he doesn't have his way in the plan of God. You know, the other time they said any king is what makes somebody a man. Come, sister. Come on. Sit down. Come on. You have to stand. That's the meaning. Any king is not what makes somebody a man. This is what makes somebody a man. Sacrifice. You know, when I entered the other time, both the person teaching and everyone sat down. And I asked myself, who trained these ones in ministry? And I had to go and sit down there. Observation. You know, yesterday I was writing, and I wanted to write a story and post online. but I refrained. Because I remember the day we just learned a subject in class, that's circular geometry also. We have one boy in class, they call him Ikemefuna or something. The second man, solved this question. He wrote many things. As he was writing, they were clapping. At the end of the day, he wrote rubbish. It matters who tells you you are doing fine. You cannot rise above the wisdom of your coach. If your coach is foolish, be very foolish. No, I was just talking about circular geometry. Amen. I said amen. Say it loud and clear. If you are going to liberate a generation out, then you'll have more failures than success. It is important. Because you would like to have your way many times, and it is important you fail at them. Check. Don't forget what I said. If you can make a decision always, and whatsoever it is you decide, whether right or wrong, always come to pass. Pause. Ask God, am I still in your plan? If you are in his plan, he will follow you. God. This is God in heaven. It doesn't matter whether I have built something for 10 years. If you have not built what is his will, he's going to pack everything down. It means many times you will cry. Many times you say, oh Lord, I can't do it again. Because you are trying to walk on a road that no one successfully walked in for over 100 years. You know, I feel like really praying for all of you this morning that to every record no one has been able to break, may God, listen, may he anoint you with the wisdom, the perseverance, the patience, the long-suffering, and the discipline demanded to break those stuffs. Are you following what I'm saying here? Hello, sir. Are you following me? Sit up, sir. Everyone that leads must do so in the fear of the Lord. That's the last word of David. The fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. If the Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, it also means before praying for wisdom, go and fear God first. Go on. Very important. Sherry, look at me. Hold on. Look up. In the race of destiny, no one can police anybody. Have you ever wondered how Jesus and his disciples lived? They lived together. They are one of these days, I'm going to talk about their lifestyle. Because there are records here and there. Because I like to bring tiny details from scriptures. You know, there are people that do that also, but they bring tiny details and they try to make it mean something very mysterious. It is not compulsory that the Bible has to be mysterious. It's not compulsory. That's not the meaning of being sound. But Judas Iscariot had the best pastor, the best teacher, the best disciple, and he still failed. Because there are certain things that discipleship will not touch until you allow God to touch them yourself. Are you following what I'm saying? Sometimes we have meetings. Most of you don't know. I go inside. Call people. Hey, why are you not online? Hey, why are you not online? I was asking God. as men like Pastor here at Debuya and Co, as they are ramping up their assignment, what exactly can their body look like? You know, the burden of leaving a generation behind, who, after all you have done, you still feel they are yet to carry, see, some zeal and burden are not the same. Zeal makes you jump up and down. Burden makes you sit with God. That's where I preach from. That's where I lead from. Because most times if I'm saying A, the person is only seeing A, but I've said A to Z. True or not? Okay. Oh, wait. So, for those who are at home and for those who are in Ife, sometimes, I said those who are in Ife, those who are in Ibadan, I get to wonder, hope you are following. Follow. You know, yesterday I was saying that the way some people live their life, it's clear that their ancestors are playing Ludo with them. Their village people, they'll bring Ludo out and say, yeah, let's play Ludo with your life. Wow. Say, pick six. Or double six. You die. Start thinking anyhow. Because, of course, you can tell that this isolation or this lockdown has destroyed some while it has built others. A follower becomes worse when you start following from afar. I want you to bow your head and tell God. May I not be successful in the things that brought everyone down in my lineage. That is, the things they did that brought them down. May I not succeed at it. May I be helped. May I not succeed at them? May I experience divine help? May I see you. Daddy, help me. Help me, Father. You are the light of the world. Show me mercy. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Amen. So, lastly, don't forget I told you that I took very serious study of those who used to misbehave while we were in school. Those who caused the greatest level of promotions, those who did this, those who did that. And I discovered that usually they were coming from families that the family needed them the most. Many are like that tree that Jesus came to but found no fruit. Found no fruit. Nothing on them. You know, you can happily fulfill plan B of your destiny without even knowing what plan A is. Are you aware? Pay attention to these teachings. Have you been listening to them? Because those who have water don't bother fetching now. His pastor. We can always hear from him. If you don't learn the lessons of this level, if you carry it over, you will do it with struggle. Learn them now. The reason why a pastor may make mistake, I come and I give you an hint about what it looks like, it's because you are, everybody is still young. If you do that when you are 40 plus, you look very, very foolish. And by then, nobody will talk to you. Because the lesson of each level is best learned there. There are things, there are mistakes you make now that you make them gallantly for fun. But you dare not try it when God has revealed you to your generation. You know, have you ever been for a meeting, probably you hear a man of God was coming. Every step, every gesture of the man to you look like a message. You just want to observe. Huh? That is where you are going, though. Where every move you take will mean something to teach a generation something. Will they be foolish moves? You see the reason why God doesn't manifest people? Are you following me? Do you know the weight of the man that God reveals? That if he does not succeed in killing foolishness in your heart, you know you will destroy. Could this be the reason why many never rise? Rise to your feet, you will decree and declare, Father, help me. Listen. You can pray well 40 days on mountain and yet still be very foolish. The Israelites were 40 years with God. He was feeding them and taking care of them, yet he said he can't trust them. You pray and decree, Father, burrow into me. Rid me of everything that may make you not to trust me. Soak me in the pool of wisdom. Pray. Don't suspend days like this. Shalamakandira. Pray. I'm not telling you to stop. Pray.
Oh, me. Omiye o, mo fe mo miye, ton shan la tori tewa. Omiye, omiye o, mo fe mo miye, ton shan la tori tewa. Oh, me, I want to drink of your river of life, flow it from the tomb.
Amen. I was in a meeting in Abeokuta, for Abeokuta Believers Convention, Believers Meeting, ABM. I got there, Dura was one with group. Where's it? The one of the meeting, right? Were taken and then taken to a seat. Well, it didn't even occur to me that it was with the crowd. Because after all, who am I? You know, many people were watching. That's Pastor Femi Lazarus there. Being taken there. This man sat there. Later, the organizer said, no, Pastor, you come to the front. That's following there and then the day after. Entitlement is one of the reasons for decadence in ministry. Do you know who I am? Do you know what I have done? Do you know where I minister? Do you know the platforms I step on? Sometimes you don't ask people, but your actions does. Tell God, break me till there's no me left. 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 Break me, Lord. Break me till there's no me left. Mashallah makande rokoshete rakabatiyata. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look just like you. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look just like you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So lastly, there are many Christians who stand depends on the standing of others. They are beneficiaries of revival. They cannot be trusted with one. However, they will drink from anyone that flows. And there are Christians that God is formed in them. I've come to see that, we were at Oyo. When was that? Day before yesterday. Aha. It was for a burial. I watched the Baptist ministers enter dressed in their seminary uniform. Called my attention. I said, have you seen them? See what you mean? The pastors who came to see all of them, organized, seated, humble, kind. I said, this is the reason why, in this season of lockdown, those churches don't have media strength, but yet they have discipleship strength. Oh, no. You cannot substitute the power of media for the power of discipleship. We have many foolish young ministers who have media strength, but they are raising fools like themselves. And I see it on all authority. If you check what is happening out there, your heart will break. Are you following what I'm saying here? Many people are building quick, but they are not building to last. You know, Apostle Abraham said something that people will say is a very actual. He said many ministers will die young. It's not a joke. Pastor here at the boy said he asked God, why do ministers die young? God asked him back. Why should the tree exist without fruit? You see, I may not know much, but I've got a glimpse of the reason why God has to take people away on time. Oh, no. Are you following what I'm saying here? You need, see, before you talk about ministry, you know ministry, no ministry. Check now. See, how many CAC church do you see on Facebook? Check now. How many? How are they surviving now? They stayed on the structures of the apostles. Oh. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? Except you are not seeing well. Most of these children don't have any phenomenal genovers. They come and watch on television. But structure. People have been trained over the years. Went for a burial somewhere. It was a young minister that came to me. By the time he was done, I was asking, why can a man be this foolish? I thought I was the only one asking that question. Until people started saying, where did you get that pastor from? We must go back to strong handling, strong discipleship, strong. Let me say, not joke, strong one, like the days of Babalola, prophet, school of prophets, Babajide, school of prophets, strong. They will, your pride and one break here. You hold the microphone, they will tell you drop it, go and sit down. The reason why you preach rubbish is because nobody has ever told to drop microphone. My friend, drop it there. Go and sit down. I say the man is crude. You don't need anything nice to build you. If the process is too nice, you will never emerge. You need more enemies than friends to imagine. The problem with many people is that you have too many people who believe in you. Nobody rises by people believing in them. It is those who don't believe in you. They are the motivations why you must never fail. You tell yourself, if I fail, these ones are waiting for me to fail. Take children that everybody pamper. They don't emerge as destiny carriers in the home. When too many prophecies are spoken over you, don't fulfill them. You must go for meetings, they'll prophesy on all and exempt you. Because the child that the father loves, he does not just chastise, he hides them. If you are too revealed, you will never emerge. Many are doing now what they should be doing at 70. You have made your noise of tomorrow now. I'm telling you these things. I'm telling you these things. We must go back to the God the apostles found. To the methods they used. Are you following what I'm saying? We must go back. We must go back. Those churches don't bother. Say, see, who come and steal our members? Who come? That's not their concern. They do the things you ought to do. Every pastor straight. Are you get what I'm saying? How many times you've seen a CSC pastor being paraded online? I said, I understand that there are some wolves. I see one or two Judas. I mean, have you seen them be paraded on TV? Say, this one went to rape members or do all those stuff. It's all these young ragamuffians. You get what I'm saying? Those that they emerge from somewhere speaking in tongues, and they think speaking in tongues is ministry. You get what I'm saying? One eye man in the city of the blind, he march and then start manifesting, say one or two things. And then everybody celebrate them, and then this, and just emerge and then say, I'm the leader of so and so and so ministry. You look at their life, nothing look like what has been through process. You ask, how did they get here? Social media can manifest you, and God is still holding his arms. I'm telling you. There are many ways to manifest. If that's what you want, you will. But there's always going to be a difference between those doing it right and those doing it quick. There's going to be a difference. Tell God, Father, please be thorough with me. Purge me thoroughly. Purge me thoroughly, Lord. Help me, Lord. Purge me thoroughly. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hallelujah. All right. Let me give you one last counsel. Until it's totally formed in you, don't make noise. Don't make noise. Don't say I didn't warn you. You know, the reason why I don't disturb myself is because I know the journey is far. Only a fool will spend the beginning doing and doing when you can spend the beginning learning and learning. Because there are those who have too patient, obtained the promise, and they are still around. You may run and not know what people are running for. It's not about walking for God, it's about walking with that God. You may walk for that God and that God doesn't know you. You hear what I'm saying? Very important. Bow your heads, everybody. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. God will help you. You will not repeat track records of failure. For those that God's eyes has been on you, that probably you are the one that will bring this lineage, this generation, that clan, out of the shackles of darkness. I pray for you. May you endure the dealings. May you truly emerge. May you not become the man who almost got there. May you not be the man who look like it. May you find help. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' powerful name, we are prayed. Hallelujah. Now, hear me. Let me say something very strong. Every question a worker, a minister, an associate pastor must ask is, what is it about this man? That is my either your disciple or something. That without much effort, like we are trying to apply, God does this much. If I should really take you on discipleship road, I'm going to have to rebuke and rebuke. Because sometimes you need to rebuke foolishness in people. If you don't catch the heart, you cannot do the act. You get what I'm saying? You must. Oh. Are you following what I'm saying? That's where Daddy Joe was pained some years ago, ministers' conference. And he was lamenting. It was not part of the message. I sat down there, was lamenting. And was saying, the distance between us is too wide. Kept saying that. The distance between us is too wide. The distance is too wide. The distance is too wide. Do you know what that means? Huh? Do you know what that means? You know what that means? A lot of issues. So, sometimes I get concerned. You're a worker, you are this. Don't just open your eyes. Observe, ask God, Father, do something in my life too. I go for meetings. I write down sermon. Then I have another statement where I write down observation. Then I have another statement where I have write down words of knowledge. Sermon that is even the easiest. You won't write. How will you observe? That's why I said yesterday that some people are playing Ludo with their ancestors. And they have people there who are watching them in grandstand. Say, we're not bored. You are coming to be like us. You will not be like them. In Jesus' name.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.